But didn't you tell me after Rishoyim that you told me no, and I agree what you're saying now, that even for the Rishoyim also have Erech HaPayim to not wipe out the door of the Chet Regel. Now behind the sieve, that's what the Pasuk says, the Yasser now, Yigdal no Koyach Hashem Kesher Dibar Soleimor. Now I want to rely on the words that you said, the words that Hashem said, that Erech HaPayim applies even to the Rishoyim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was happy with him, and he wanted it to apply to the Chet of the Egel. Rab Chaga have Yisolek Yosef B'Dargah Devei Rabba Bashela. Rab Chaga was once walking up the steps to the yeshiva of Rabba Bashela. Shemi Elohu Yenuka. He heard a little child saying over Sukkim. One of the places the Gemara says that Nevuah was taken away from us, but it was given over, left over to Yenukim. A lot of times in Gemara you find they tell a psukim and we see it means something. It's a ksas nevuah. What the Tinaika said like this is a ksas nevuah. So he found a young child. The young was saying a psukim like this. The Hashem has his mid of Aruch Yom and his Aruch HaPayim. The Somachlan says, the kid said the psukim right away, Tfilu L'Moisha. And the Tilim is not one next to another, one Tzadik Gimel and one Tzadik. Just this Yitinik was saying one next to another. So from this I understood, from this Nevuah I understood, Omar Shema Mino, Erech HaPayim Ra. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu see on the Gimel Midas, which one they take to heart? It was the Midas of Erech HaPayim. Omar Rebbe Lozom, Rebbe Chanino, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyoy Sa Torah B'Resh Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be a crown on top of each Tzadik and Tzadik. Shneim the pasuk says, "Bayayim hu in those days in Yeshu Mashiach, Alagam Abom, Yi Hashem Tzavokos liateres tzvi, he'll be a crown on the tzvira tifara lisharamai, the tzvira tifara lisharamai." What does this mean? My liateres tzvi or the tzvira tifara? What does that mean? It means liaisem mitzaynai for the people that do His rust and His will, Hashem will be a crown for them. Or mitzafim Yeshua, some people that wait for His salvation, His Yeshua, Hashem will be a crown for them. Pashut a crown means, I just brought down what the Mishnah says, what olam haba, that tzadikim yoshvim v'troseim v'roshayim, v'nenim yziv hashchino, that they have the crown of Hashem. In other words, they'll have special understanding in the greatness of Hashem. Like in olam haba, the true enjoyment is, the more we come to know Hashem, the more das teichel understanding we have in Hashem. That's the Yatara, the crown Hashem puts upon a tzaddik, that like he'll be closer to Hashem, allow the digi yadil, understand more the ways of Hashem. So Hashem does this to people that are oisim ritzoinai, or mitzatim yishuasai. Yochol lakom, maybe everybody will be zeichet to have such crowns. Talmudloi menol lisher amoy, the remnants of my nation. What does that mean? Lemi shemesim atzma kishurayim. Somebody makes himself very humble, like a remnant. But these people, they'll be zeichet to have be close to Hashem. No, it's not about Geisel. The Pasuk says, Meruach Mishpat La Yoshev Al HaMishpat V'Legvura Mishivei Mechama Ashara. They were standing by the gate. What does this Pasuk mean? Meruach Mishpat Zeh Horoideth Yitzroi. Someone that can control his inclinations, his Yetzer. He can control it. Ola Yoshev Al HaMishpat. What? Yeah, he doesn't listen to him. Instead of you telling me what to do, I can control you, I'll keep you, I'll tell you what to do. That's one leader. What does that mean? He says a true statement, but lamita means 100% lishma. Sometimes people know the halacha, but they're inclined to other people. They have to flatter other people and they turn off the law. That's the din emes, you know the law, and lamita is 100% lishma. You're not turned off. Ulegvura, what does that mean? That's a bigger madrega. That you're much stronger. Not only can you control him, but you're stronger than him. Meshivi mochama. Yes. Sherei de Yisrael. No, next one. Rabbi says, "Marges yad yetsa toiv yisrael." The Morris says, "Right." He wins over his yetsa toiv. Is like stronger. Beats up the yetsara. In the yetsara, omaloi aser veruzu. So Lloyd Dye not only shenim them in a very, he doesn't listen to him, he just stays back, refrains, Elohoi lef v'yaseh mitzvah, you have to say it, he goes and jumps on the mitzvah, um izgabarod of v'roide, this is a bigger madrega than v'roide, right? For just means he doesn't give in to the yesara, now it means he gets angry at him, you tell me to do ra, you have to say it, I'll jump and do good. That's called mizgaber mitzvah, right? Meshivei mechama, what does that mean? Someone that's somebody knows how to argue well in learning. That means they can hear a svara, argue back and forth. That's mochamto shatera. Then it says sha'ara, that people are having war by the gate. What does it mean by the gate? Not every war is by the gate. It means, these tzaddikim means elu, shemashkim, people like here, they get up early in the morning, come to shul early, or ma'arizim, they leave shul late at night. But what can they see it? Where do you find them? Early in the morning in shul, at night you find them in shul. Or go to midrashes. These are the tzaddikim. These people will be zaycha. Now, Omra midas hadin, this mid of din, said to Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma nishtanu ela mi'elu? Like, why are these different than them? Because very sure, what kind of question is this? Like, why are these tzaddikim, the people that rule over the Eitz Hara, why are they any better than the people, the opposite, that the Eitz Hara rules over them? What kind of question is this? Shita, one's a tzaddik, even with Gavra, it's right, and one is not. Right. So some say the pshat is what the Yisra Din is saying. Rashi's manish tanei l'nielu sheishter midas halolu min hashar amakosh baruch biyayim. So some are saying, like, what was the koyach? What was that power that they were able to mezgaber? They were able to be strong over the Eitzara, and the other was couldn't. Like, ma means what was that power? What gave them this kus? That's the question. Manish tanei l'nielu or malo the gam ela bayayin shogu, they made mistakes with wine, or vashecha tov, they went after the beer. These two people that gave over to the Yitzhara, instead of listening, they went after the wine, they became shikr, and they were told, they went off the way. Therefore, Poko Plila, what does that mean? V'yayin Puka Ela Gehenim, they deserve to go to Gehenim. Shinema Loitiya Zayis L'chol Fuka, they should not be for you for a stumbling block, so you know, you should not, because Avigayel told the other Melech, don't do this, because otherwise you'll go to Gehenim. V'yayin Plila Ela Dayonim Shinema V'nosim Beplilim. It's a flilium that judged the wrong way, did the wrong judgment, they deserve to go to Gehenna. Now the Mishnah goes, says, Anshayir Nidachas. Now we go to explain what we had before once about Anshayir Nidachas, that they are the Sayif, they get a Misa Sayif. If the whole of the rove of the city worships Abay Dezorah, the Chi is Misa Sayif. So what halakha is this? Anshayir Nidachas, Ein Lem Chiligon Mabor. They do not have a Skus in Eilam Mabor. Shem the Pasuk says, Yotsu Anoshim Bnei Belial. The Russian Bli Yao means the Bli Kale, they have no Shaykhus to Hashem, they will not be Zaychot Elam Abu. So it says these people go out, the Yadichos Yosh Ve'iram, they talk, they impose the people to worship Abu Dezorah. Now, the Enim the Hordim, the cloud that they get Mistas only, Achio Madichem Yosir, the people that cause the other people to worship have to be from that city. And secondly, from that shevet, of course, Mashmi can have in one city two different shvatim. So the one that was madiach them had to be from that side, that shevet. The ad sheyudach ruba. Also, they had inclined most of the people of the city to worship the avodah zara. Then they received saif. And also, the ad shedichu anoshim had to be men that caused them to worship the avodah zara. Mashenki and hidichu noshim, if ladies caused them, or else kitanim. Or Shehudach Miyuta, or else only a minority of the city worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Or Shoye Madicha Chutzalah, or else if the person that caused them were from a different city, then the Halacha is Harei Eluk Yechidim. Even if you have a majority of the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, it's not called the Aronidachas, and therefore they receive Skila like a Yochid that worships the Avodah Zarah. Or Mohammedic Amisa. And also Utsricha Bezedin the Asrul of Halecha Viechid. Every person that worships the Avodah Zarah, even in the year on Nidachas, we have to have two Eidim, and we have to have Asura, they have to be warned beforehand not to worship Avodah Zarah. So see in the Gemara, how do we give Saif then? Like, you have to warn everybody, how do you know if you have Rove of the city? Maybe you only have a Nid of the city. So we'll see this in the Gemara. But you only kill them out with Asura and with Eidim. Now, Zeh Choyme B'Yechidim Merubim. Yechidim have a more Chomedic Misa than a Merubim. Shayechidim Eskila. If it's not the roi for the city, only minority, or else one or two people, they receive Skila. Lefikov, therefore, since the Torah gave them such a harsh punishment, Mamoin and Polak, we do not destroy their money. The Yoshim take over their money. But the Amarubim, when you have the majority of the city worshipping Avodah Zarah by real Irani Dachas, the Sayyid, they only receive the Misa of Sayyid, a more lenient Misa, for the Rabbim. For the figure, therefore, Mamoinim Avad, the Loch Riz, will see we have to burn the whole city. All its property is burnt Mamainam Ovad, because they have such a simple mitzvah. Pasuk says, Hakes, Sakes, Yeshvir, to hit, destroy this city. Yeshvir Azois, Lefi Chor, with a sword. That's the shot that gets Sayyid. Now, the Mishnah says, Hachameris, a person that drives a donkey, the Agamelis, drives a camel, for a very simple walking, even though they're traveling through, the Gemara says it means that they live in the city for 30 days, Harielu Matilonoisai, they become part of the city, and therefore it depends. If with them there, now it's only a minority worshipping, so it's not a near any dacha. They could save the city. Shnemer says, Hachreim Oiso, the Eskola Shevor. Everybody inside, even the person that's only traveling through, but since he's there for at least 30 days, he's called Eskola Shevor, he could save them. Same way also, right. Right. He could make them receive Misos, the Gemara says, right. It works both ways. Shnemer, Hachreim Oiso, the Eskola Shevor, the Estentum. Mikan Armuk, near we learned, Nichsei Tzadikim Shebetoicha, a tzadik that's in there, he's also, his property that's there, Oivdim, he also gets destroyed, they destroy his property. But Shebechutzlo, if he has property or money outside the city, Politin, then we save his money. But shall we show him the people that are going to be killed now, the people that worship the Avodah Zarah, Bein Shebechutzlo, whether their property and money is inside the city, Bein Shebechutzlo, Harayel Oivdim, it's destroyed completely. Shnemer says, V'yas kol shlala tikpoy tatoich rechava. All the shlal, all the property of the city is taken together and destroyed, burned. In Neila Rechav, the Pasuk says, bring it to tatoich rechav, and take it to the meeting place in the middle of the city. Bring it to the big Rishus Rabin in the middle of the city. So where Mishnah says, what's going to be Eimlo Rechayv? Let's say it doesn't have a big meeting place. The locker is Oysenloy Rechayv. You have to make a Rechayv, a wide street there. What's going to be Hoysen Rechayv Achutzel? Let's say the wide street, the meeting place, was outside the city. The locker is Koytsen Oysenloy. You have to bring that outside inside, which means you have to build the wall all around it. You have to say you're including that Rechayv in the city. Like this, if there's no wall around, it's called outside the city. You have to build a wall around the Rechayv to make it inside the city. Shnemrit says, the Christ says, Shnemrit says, Saraf to Beishas Yir, V'yas Kol Shlola, yeah. Kol Hashem Lekecha. So Shlola we dash now, V'loi Shlal Shemayim. You burn their property, and not something that's Hegdish or Mitzvah, like Filin, you do not burn. Loi Shlal Shemayim. Mikan Omru, Hegdesh, if there's any Hegdesh in the city, Shebo Yiftu. You should be Poydur it. And once you Poydur it, then you could burn it. Or Trumas, if there's any Truma in the city, you could let it right away. Let it right away. We'll see why. Maisesheni, Uksir Kisya Kodesh, Yignazu. You should bury them. The Pasuk says, Klil Hashem Lekech, it's burned completely to Hashem. That means Omrav Shim and Omrav Kodesh Bochu. Imatim, Oisim, Din, Bir, Anidachas, if the Bezdin takes care and punishes out this year in Idachas, Malam Yalechem, Kiluatem, Malam, Oila, Vakolulafonai. Hashem considers it as if we brought a carbon oila with giving Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Yeah. But if not, then the Pasuk says, Behoisa Tel Oilam. That there should be a Tel Oilam means the city should remain destroyed. For Laitasa Ginus of Pradesim, Divra Yetag Lili. You cannot even rebuild it up just to make orchards or gardens there. Even Gino is the Pades Maros. It says, Tel Olam, let it be destroyed completely. We have a Kivu Imano. The Pasuk just means, Lo Sibone Oid, Le Kemosh Oise. You just can't rebuild up the city the way it was before. But, Eina Nivnis, that's also. Avonasa Si Gino is the Pades. If some want to use it for orchards or for gardens, that you could do. Then the Pasuk says, Velo Yidbak Biyod Chumum Menacherim. You don't want to take anything from this Cherim. Shekol Zaman Shereshoyim Ba'ilam, Kol Zaman there are Reshoyim here that are going to take from that Cherim. Yes, Kol Zaman that there are Reshoyim Af Ba'ilam. Hashem is angry, has His anger in the world. Of the Reshoyim when we destroy those Reshoyim in Olam, Nistakol Kerenaf in Olam. That takes away Hashem's ruach from the world. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabboni, Yotzu Diakiz, the Pasuk says, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei B'liyal. But Yotzu means the people themselves from the city themselves are going out to convince other people to avoid the Zorah. Shudashin Yotzu Hein B'loi Shluchim. They can't send messengers. They themselves have to go. Anoshim Men B'loi Anoshim. Prochos Anoshim in, right, and Ein Anoshim Pachas Beis, you need at least two people that convince them to worship. You only have one person, it will not be near Edachas. The Rach, another pshat is Anoshim L'Anoshim, men are not ladies. Anoshim L'Katanim. Then the Pasuk says, B'nei Bliyal, that means Bonim Shepoku Ol Shemayni Tavrayim. These people that threw off the oil of Hashem. Mikir B'chor, that these Madichim, the people that are talking into, have to be Mikir B'chor. V'loi Menasefer. Oh no, the city has to be in the middle of Klal Yisrael. And not Menasefer, not by a bordering city. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. We do not make a bordering city near the Goyim Mitriyim Midachas. We're afraid they'll come and burn us up more. Yoshvei Iram, v'lo Yoshvei and Iracheres. They have to live in the city, and they can't live from a different city. Leimar, Shetzrichim Eidim Vasroa. They have to be Eidim there, and they have to be warned. L'cholecha v'yechot. Every single person has to have Eidim that he worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they had to be warned before. If may we learn. Reb Yechon Nomar, Chokin Irachas Asmei Shvotim. When Yeshua divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was possible that one city was divided between two Shvatim. It was possible. V'shlok Hashem Ano, Ein Chokin Irachas L'Bei Shvotim. One city cannot be divided up between two Shvatim. So that's the machlokes. We'll bring it right from now, Mishnah now. Eitzer Reb Yechon Meshlokish. Says now, Mishnah, Ashiyo Madicheho Me'oysu Yir, that the people have to, this Madichen, the one that's talking them in, has to be from this city, and also, Umeyoysu Shevet. From that shevet, what does it mean? My love, does the Mishnah mean Afa gav the Medicha Meyosir, even though the Medicha is from this city? But in this city, there are two Shvatim that were Neuchel, that city. Therefore, Iyika Meyosir Shevet in. If he's from this shevet, from this Roy, for the people that are worshipping, good. Eloi Loi. So, Shmamina Chokim Irachas the Beis Shvatim. At Loch Rishon, when Yeshua divided the land, it was possible that a gvul, one boundary, ended here, the next boundary started there, and it was right smack in the middle of a city. That in one city, two shvatim had a chaluka. Samar says, Loi. Samar says, Loi, like you're saying, the last love Yerusha, could be he got a Yerusha. He's really from a different shevet. Just he got a Yerusha, his daughter married somebody, she died, he got a Yerusha. Inami diyovna leib matana. Somebody from another shevet gave his friend a present, gave him some karka. Even though he's from a different shevet, he lived here. But it could be in one city, a goes to a whole shevet. Eisvei, I have a question like this. It says, Orim Tisha Meyesh Shnei Shvatim. Take nine cities from two shvatim Eila. So my love doesn't mean to say, Arba Pagamai, Arba Pagamai. From two shvatim, take nine cities. What does that mean? Four and a half from him, four and a half from him. Mashma, one city is divided between both of them. Hushamin, again, like a Yechon, and Chokin Yerachas, the Beis Shvatim. The Mosh says, Loi, it could be Arbo Mehai, the Chemishim Hai. The Post just meant take four from one Shevet, and five from the other Shevet. The Moriachi, if so, Lifres Prushe. The Post should have explained for which Shevet has to give five, and which one only four.